Hi, and welcome to episode 84 of the RP Minute. I'm your host, Rebecca McCabe. This week, Chicago is hosting the Healthcare Information and Management Systems Society Conference. Related, several enterprise software vendors spotlighted their recent innovations related to the healthcare field. First, Microsoft Corp. and Epic announced they are expanding their long-standing strategic collaboration to develop and integrate generative AI into healthcare by combing the scale and power of Azure OpenAI service with Epic's electronic health record EHR software. This collaboration will enable organizations to run Epic environments on the Microsoft Azure Cloud platform. Next, Infor announced that Amazon Web Services, AWS, has selected it as an Amazon HealthLake partner, demonstrating Infor's continued dedication to providing industry-specific solutions powered by high-performing, scalable, and secure cloud services. With AWS, Infor will be able to provide healthcare organizations with the power, security, and responsiveness necessary to analyze health data so that patients feel informed and practitioners can deliver outstanding patient care. And then, Salesforce introduced new HIPAA-compliant Commerce Cloud capabilities that streamline healthcare commerce experiences and lower the cost to serve customers and patients. Combined with Data Cloud, Salesforce's real-time customer data platform, Commerce Cloud also helps create personalized experiences across every interaction through a unified, real-time view of each patient and provider. Additionally, Salesforce announced new Customer 360 for Health capabilities that help healthcare providers deliver more personalized patient experiences and reduce operational costs through new data cloud, AI, and automation capabilities. These are all major announcements that will heavily impact the healthcare industry. With so many vendors investing in the space, healthcare will likely expand its ability to deliver technology value in strides in the coming years. In other news, OneStream released its 2023 first quarter financial results for the period ending March 31st, 2023. Its annual recurring revenue increased 45% year-over-year, growing its customer base by 25% year-over-year, with nearly 1,200 customers globally. These results further cement the growth in the enterprise performance management space and support that this expansion will not slow down anytime soon. Finally, in HCM philanthropic news, UKG and the National Women's Soccer League will make history on April 19th when the 2023 UKG NWSL Challenge Cup kicks off by bringing the first ever $1 million prize pool to U.S. women's soccer. With this partnership, UKG will double the prize pool for the 2023 UKG NWSL Challenge Cup, collaborate with NWSL players to rally national awareness and support for pay equity, and launch a co-branded Challenge Accepted campaign, emphasizing unwavering support for equity on and off the field. It is great to see vendors taking steps towards worthy causes by utilizing their substantial resources. We hope to continue to see vendors support important social causes, and as someone who has been heavily involved in the competitive world of women's soccer almost my entire life, these are great strides to see from the NWSL and UKG. Thanks for tuning in to the RP Minute. We are always looking for newsworthy material to share with our listeners, so send us breaking ERP news. Be sure to subscribe to our Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube channels so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next week.